Hi and welcome to the Travel Hero podcast by ITB. Are you ready to reveal some superpowers of the great minds of the tourism industry? Here's your host, Nico Gutia.
My guest today, the wonderful Timothy O'Neill Dunn. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. It's so good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
We are very happy to have you here at Travel Hero podcast. Do you see yourself, do you consider yourself as a travel hero?
No, I don't see myself as any sort of hero. I'm just, I'm probably more of a victim than I am a hero because I live in a world where travel is as much a part of my life as it is a part of my work. So if you say you're a hero, then you're doing something that is very positive for travel and you are really driving things. But on the other hand, I live in both sides of the equation. I'm as much a victim. You know, when the flight goes wrong and the hotel key doesn't work or the meal didn't show up, those sort of things.
And that's why you just consider yourself more than a victim because of daily struggles. People who never heard your name, Timothy, give me 3 points of your life where everybody can say, ah, that is the guy.
Oh dear, well, that is the guy. Okay, so I think the best thing I can tell you is I started to travel at a very early age, and I've traveled on many airlines that no longer exist, names like Pan Am and TWA and Constellations. I actually worked at Pan Am for a while. So the first part is I've been in travel a very long time. The second part of my point would be I was on the startup team for Expedia, which is something that a lot of people will say, oh yes, I know what Expedia is. And the third part, I think, is that I've been a driver for change. So I'm an agent of change in travel. And I find that fascinating to see how travel, which in my view is full of obstacles. We make impossible demands on our consumers. We create so much friction and difficulty in front of our consumers. Why can't we do a better job? So my mission in life is to try and make the travel experience as enjoyable from the purchasing side as well as from the taking side.
Okay, cool. And what does a normal day look like? When do you get up and what do you have to do?
We talked about this a little earlier on. We're both early risers.
We're early risers, yeah.
But I'm also late to bed, so there are days when I don't actually go to sleep. But my normal...
Really?
Yes.
Not any
sleep? Sunday night I didn't go to sleep.
What? Because of a party or...
No.
Just you had to work?
Just had to work.
How many jobs do you have at the moment?
I'm down to two. Last summer I had three. But I have two now. So I founded a software company in 2012, and we just sold the company to 777 Partners, which is where I also work. So part of my job is I'm responsible for product for Air Black Box.
You bought your own company?
No, I sold my company, and then they say, please, we would like you to come and work on our side.
Congratulations.
So I went to the dark side. I now work in the investment side.
But they have cookies, I've heard.
They do have cookies. They have great things in the kitchen. We have a fabulous office in Miami, but I'm hardly ever there. But yes. So the world, my world starts always very early. My constant challenge is time, because my day is around the world. We have the head office is in for Air Black Box is in Manchester in the United Kingdom. 777 Partners is in Miami, and we have an outfit in Singapore. But I live in Seattle.
of course.
This is just makes perfect logic, right? So yes, my day doesn't really have a start to it and doesn't really have an end to it.
Crazy, but it's okay for you.
It's okay. You know, I'm as you can tell, I'm a little bit older than perhaps many other people. I'm older than you.
That's the perfect thing for our listeners that they can't see.
You can't see, but you can see there's a little bit of gray hair here. So I've been in the travel world. It's always been my passion. From the youngest age, I wanted to know about how. I'm a how and why person. So you have to explain things to me. And when I understand, I'm so excited about this. I want to tell everybody else about how it works. So this is what I do.
At this point of your life, is this the limit?
It is always hard. There's days when you go, oh man, I just can't do this. And then you have to have that ability to reset yourself. Start in your inner chakra, and then you come out and you go, oh, okay, here I am, I'm fine. And I'm a fairly irrepressible person. It's kind of hard to push me down. But I think, is this my limit? No. And I am actually, as they like to say, I am old enough to get a bus pass. I'm old enough to have a, you know, Medicare in the United States. But I don't see myself actually stopping. What I see myself doing is yet another transformation. Most people in their lives, they will have maybe two or three transformations. I've already had six or seven, so many I can't even count anymore. And I think that that will be a nice stage. I would love if the limit for me, I think, is probably when I can find people that I can impart what I learned to them so that they don't hurt themselves.
What is your emotional age?
Oh, that's a trick question. Oh my goodness, that is a great question. I would say probably about the mid-30s is where my EQ sits. It's very hard to say, because when you're much younger, you don't think about the end part of your life. But when you are in that age, you think this is the great steady state. And that's how I think. I think I'm in that great steady state. I'm beginning to get glimpses of stuff that could happen. You know, I actually sat down the other day and I realized that I wasn't quite as agile as I should be when I sat down. So these are the sort of things that you can think of.
You were telling about transformations. Which one was the worst?
Oh, gosh. I went to work in New York. This was in 1981, and I realized I really didn't like that. Nah. I didn't like the people, I didn't like the city, there was nothing about it that really attracted me. So that was a really bad transformation. I'd come from a great job, we were doing great things, our team was being forcibly removed because I worked in an advertising agency and we lost the account. Not through any fault of the individuals, thank you, Mr. Frank Lorenzo. As a result, we had to transfer. And I thought it was a great opportunity. I'd heard so much about New York, and I thought it was going to be exciting. And it was a huge disappointment. So that transformation, to go back to something else, that transformation was probably the longest. It took 3 years. Hmm. So 3 years of my life, I've kind of drifted. Who knows?
Is there any advice in life you would have liked to be given?
I was hugely fortunate that I had a father who was a powerhouse in his own right. So I was able to, he was a product man. And I've always aspired to be a product guy.
Seems like you made it.
Well, I do weird stuff with product, yes. So I was very fortunate to have that. I think that if there was one thing I could impart to other people who follow, is always seek out those people who have some knowledge. But make sure you have a good framework of comprehension, because the guy could be talking bullshit. So you need to make sure that you kind of fact-check information. So it's challenge everything you hear. We do quite a lot of work in the investment, and we talk to a lot of startups. And it's funny, there's this formula of people that come in, they walk in the door, they call you on the phone, and I probably talk to about 100 a year. Okay. And they start with the same line. I was traveling in Thailand, Vietnam, somewhere like this, and me and my partner, significant other, we saw that the airlines don't do this. And my eyes roll back in my head and I go, do you think that somebody else didn't consider that? So they come up with these lovely ideas, but every now and then there is one that's really fabulous, that somebody really thinks through. Most people who don't have experience and haven't had the benefit of a mentor, and I believe strongly in mentoring, they think in two dimensions and they don't think very deep. And I think maybe that's the absence of experience makes them not think deeply. So I'm hoping that if there's one thing I can encourage people to do is find information, seek it out, but understand it and listen.
I guess another struggle for the youth is you're always trying to do it on your own. And when you get the luck to find people around you who are helping, they are encouraging themselves not to listen to people with knowledge.
That's funny, the sort of self-perpetuating myth of younger people that they must be better than the older people. I'll tell you a little story. This was told to me by a priest, of all things. He said that at age 19, he thought his parents were idiots. At age 25, he was amazing how much they had learned in 6 years.
That's horrible.
But it's true. It's appreciation.
Yes.
And it's that understanding because, I mean, I love little stories and I love little homilies, which is a great English word to describe little pieces of information or knowledge that are given down to you. And my mother was one of these people who was a very strong woman, and we didn't always agree. And she would be always saying to me, Timothy, you can't put old heads on young shoulders. And I would turn around to her after a while and I would say, and no, mother, you can't put young bodies underneath old heads.
So you have a nice cultural fight.
Oh, it was always a great thing. My parents were old enough to be my grandparents, so oh. It was an interesting gap of age. So the consequence of that was I had the benefit of multi-generational age groups because I didn't know my own grandparents, but because my parents were that old and many of their peers were of a broader age group, it gave me again insight. And I've always loved to listen. I'm part Irish, and I love Irish stories. Whether they're true or not sometimes doesn't really matter, but it's just the art
the
of story. You're right. It's the message, but it's the art of storytelling, yeah. And the Irish do it so well.
Who is your personal superhero?
Oh, God, the superhero. Oh, Josh. I have so many. There are people that are... just individuals in the street. There are everybody is in fact a superhero to me personally because I learn so much from other people. If I look at people that I can say I admire, I look at people who were strong influences in my life. There's a lady and she's still around. Her name is Carol Dunn Tonkins, and she was my boss at a travel agency, and she had more energy than I'd ever seen before. And I think she made me appreciate that you really need to have energy to do whatever you do. And she would come in the morning, she'd always be sort of hyperactive. My team at 777 Partners, Josh Wanderer, he's also one of these very high energy people. I love people who have that degree of high energy. It's something I really, really admire in people.
What is the brightest and the darkest side of the travel industry?
Oh, the bright side is the obvious one. It's such fun.
Yes.
I mean, how can you possibly have an industry which is devoted to nothing else but expanding your horizons and improving everything that you can possibly think and want? The dark side? There's so many parts of our dark side. I think we fall in love with ourselves a bit too much in the travel industry. We're in love with our own crap, and we forget about our customer. I worked at Microsoft for a short time, for 3 years. So the expression at Microsoft is eating your own dog food. And this means that you must experience what you've created. And my world is in developing products and ideation, is I have to go out and experience what those things are. So I fly, 250,000 miles a year. I'm away from home 200 days of the year. I actually calculated last year that I slept in my own bed. I know this sounds terrible, only 92 days. thereby hangs a tale. But if you don't experience this yourself, you can't put yourself in your customer's shoes. And because travel is an incredibly personal experience, you must put yourself into where the customer is.
You are in industry, in the business for a long, long time.
Gosh, you make me sound like I'm a dinosaur. Thank you.
But the question is something else. Would you like to start over right now? Would you like to be in 2019, 2020? Would you like to be 20 years again?
Well, everybody wants to be younger. I think when you reach past the age of about 30, you'd like to stop the clock or something. I actually think about this because I have to be that person who is advising other people. And I think some of the challenges that people have, for example, my own children, the challenges in their world are much more difficult than it was for me. So I'm not sure I'd like to have that level of challenge of, you know, you've got to be super smart, you've got to be super lucky, you've got to be all these super things. I was lucky. I had a good education. I will say that I made most of my own luck, but I got a good helping hand to start off with. I'm not so sure that that's very easy today.
Last question. Who should listen to this talk, to your words?
Oh, that's a very... You ask very good questions.
Thank you very much.
I think it should be considered by everybody. There's nobody... I don't want to define it to a class, a race, a color, a sex or creed. I think there is a lot of wonder in what you do. And if you have that almost childlike amazement of how the travel industry works, I hope that this inspires you to go out there and think about all those really wonderful, cool things that you can do. And whether you're, you know, driving down a highway in Hawaii and the top is off the Jeep and you're just amazing at the scenery, or you're in that place near Ayers Rock where it's absolutely still and you cannot hear a mechanical sound at all, or if it's just you're looking at pages and pages of code and you're trying to find where that damn bug is, all of that should be an inspiration to every one of us and hopefully go forward.
Timothy, thank you very much for being here at Travel Hero Podcast, and please stay the way you are.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Travel Hero Podcast by ITB. If you like what you heard, make sure to check in soon again and subscribe to our channel to know when it's time to reveal another Travel Hero story.